This is site number 9 of Macular Degeneration, the complete guide to saving and maximizing your sight. Starting on page 362, your reader for this site is Diane Parker.
Chapter 14, Saving Sight at Home and in Your Community. I have a simple philosophy. Fill what's empty, empty what's full, and scratch where it itches. Alice Roosevelt Longworth. Who shall say I am not the happy genius of my household? William Carlos Williams. Give to the Lord the best you have, and the best will come back to you. Madeline Bridge. Saving sight at home. Your home is your haven. There, at least, you can arrange your shelves the way you like them, put floodlights in the living room, and turn up the radio. This chapter will help you arrange your home for maximum visibility and ease. It begins with a few tips that will be helpful for the whole house and then looks at each room and makes more specific suggestions. For more detailed lighting and magnifier advice, please see chapters 10 and 12. After we talk about your home, we'll head out into the community. For every room in your home, increasing contrast and decreasing pattern. If you have macular degeneration, increasing contrast will make any object immediately more visible. Increasing contrast means increasing the color contrast or dark light contrast between an object and its background. For example, a black pen on a white tablecloth has great contrast, while a black pen on a black tablecloth has no contrast. Objects that do not contrast with their backgrounds may disappear. A white salt shaker on a white tablecloth might as well be wearing camouflage in the jungle. The idea is to increase contrast wherever you can in your home. There are many ways to do so. For example, if certain doorways, furniture, or stairs are difficult to see, have them painted contrasting colors, or use contrasting slip covers or tablecloths. For hard-to-see glass coffee tables, put a brightly colored coffee table book on the edge of the table to make it more visible. Decreasing pattern means decreasing color confusion, which is essentially another way to increase contrast. Pattern refers to multicolored designs or backgrounds. Flowered plates, bed sheets, and bank checks are examples of pattern. Pattern provides terrible contrast. Peas on a pretty flowered plate will be much harder to find than peas on a white plate. Similarly, a utensil or a pen will be harder to find on a plaid tablecloth than on a plain contrasting one. While you're increasing contrast in your home, try to decrease pattern too. You can use contrast to redecorate your home for greater visibility without sacrificing style. Choose carpeting, furniture, fabrics, and wall paint in contrasting colors. For example, a cream carpet, forest green couch with cream print throw pillows, and mahogany coffee table is a much better choice than a cream carpet, beige couch, and glass coffee table. Labeling and organizing. Now you can use the labeling supplies you collected for this chapter. See Chapter 9. Just about anything in your home can be labeled, including meters, switches, dials, buttons, clothing hangers, bottles, and boxed or canned goods. You don't have to label everything, though. Often you can use organizing instead of labeling to help you identify items quickly. For example, if you put chicken soup cans in one row, split pea in a second row, and minestrone in a third, you don't have to label the cans to know which is which. You can also distinguish brown socks from blue ones by keeping them in separate drawers and washing them in separate netted hosiery bags. Labeling, however, can be especially valuable for hard-to-see dials and buttons or for things you absolutely don't want to mix up, such as prescription medications. When labeling, try to simplify by marking only the most frequently used settings or buttons, 300 and 350 degrees on your stove, for example, the preferred room temperature on your thermostat, or the permanent press cycle setting on your washer. Open space. Don't save things. I know it's tempting, but it will cause you more headaches than it will spare. Extra jars, old files, and last year's clothing all create clutter and crowd closets and shelves. Blocked pathways and objects piled on steps are hazardous. Clearing as much open space as possible in your home will make everything easier to locate. It will make your home easier to clean, and it may be safer. As a rule, if you haven't used something and or worn it for a year, it needs to go. If you're concerned about waste, recycle your containers and contribute your clothing to charity, but don't save. Predictability. Predictability in your home is enormously important if you have macular degeneration. You can compensate for a lot of sight with predictability. The more predictable your home is, the better. You will always know where everything is. For small items that move around a lot, like house keys, wallets, and glasses, designate a spot for them and try to return them to that spot whenever you come home or put them aside. If you always do, you'll never have to spend an hour searching. Finding things. If you drop a pen on the floor or find yourself looking for a bottle of ketchup that could be anywhere in the refrigerator, scan systematically. To find the pen, sweep your hands along the floor from right to left or from your knees outward. To find the ketchup, begin searching at the top or bottom of the refrigerator and work your way from left to right on each shelf. If the ketchup bottle continues to disappear, which can happen if you are living with someone else, try labeling it with a rubber band so you will know it when you touch it, and assign it an agreed-upon location in the refrigerator. Lighting and magnifiers. Good, glare-free lighting is essential for seeing just about anything in your home, and magnifiers are often helpful. See Chapter 10 for advice on improving lighting and Chapter 12 for advice on magnifiers and other visual aids. For detailed work or reading small print in any room, you may find a small gooseneck table lamp or a gooseneck floor lamp with an indoor floodlight bulb and a small lightweight flashlight helpful. You may also find a wide range of handheld and stand magnifiers. Lighted magnifiers and magnifying lamps are very helpful. Product suggestions. Selected helpful products are highlighted in boxes in this chapter. These lists are not comprehensive. They are meant to suggest the wide range of products available through the low vision catalogs listed in Appendixes B and C. If you are hearing impaired, you may need talking books and products with male voices, since female voices with higher pitches can be difficult to hear. For your living room, the rooms we spend the most time in, such as our living room, are often dimly lit or bathed in bright, glaring sunlight. Either extreme may make it very difficult for you to see well enough to enjoy watching television or using a magnifier to read. Adapt the light in these rooms with good lamps and sheer curtains or blinds. Reduce glare by covering shiny surfaces with tablecloths or heavy secured area rugs, or by wearing amber or plum-tinted sunglasses. See Chapter 10. Television, videos, and radio. Position your television away from reflecting or bright light and sit close to it. If you still have trouble seeing the screen, try coil, focusable, telescope glasses or a screen enlarger. Screen enlargers sit directly in front of your television, magnifying the whole screen by about 25%, although they also give you a narrow viewing angle. Use a giant button remote. You can also mark the television buttons or dial with a contrasting permanent marker or puff paint. Try watching television shows or videos with descriptive video service. See Appendix B. Avoid local news broadcasts if you find their focus on crime stressful. Try national news programs instead. Radio is an excellent source of sports broadcasts, news, documentaries, concerts, variety shows, and religious programs. Try the National Public Radio, NPR station, in your area for a wide selection of programming. Books, magazines, and newspapers. We often think of reading as the activity of looking at print on a page, but there are actually three different kinds of reading we can do. We can read visually, orally, or tacitly. While we're most familiar with reading visually, that doesn't mean it's necessarily the best or the most enjoyable or the easiest way to read. Check out the amazing variety of free large print and audio taped newspapers, magazines, and books you can borrow or receive from the organizations listed in Appendix B. Many favorites, such as Newsweek, Discover, Reader's Digest, and U.S. News and World Report, are available. The National Library Service, NLS, has a wonderful program with new titles announced every month. NLS tapes must be played on a four-track player, which comes with your membership. You can also purchase your own four-track player from one of the Low Vision catalogs listed in Appendix C. Many local libraries also have extensive audiobook collections that use regular tape players. Choose from the thousands of large print and audio taped books for sale at your local bookstore, through online bookstores, or through the book clubs listed in Appendix B. If you'd like to try reading in Braille, the Hadley School for the Blind offers free correspondence courses for people with low vision and their families. See Appendix B for contact information. They're working on a new class using Jumbo Braille, which should be easy to learn. Braille is especially good for reading poetry and labeling items in your home. Tips for visual reading. If you read best with high-powered reading glasses, prop your elbows on the arms of the chair to comfortably maintain a close reading distance. Whenever you read, make sure adequate light shines directly on the page. Most people prefer a strong, adjustable gooseneck floor lamp or table lamp with an indoor floodlight bulb. If you use a stand magnifier, one that sits directly on the page, you'll need a clipboard, a lap desk, or ideally a variable height pull-up table on casters that can hold a reading stand. You can use the same table along with good lighting for writing or projects. Alternatively, you may find it easier to read at a table you already own. If so, consider purchasing a comfortable desk chair to match. If you use a CCTV, you may need a pair of glasses just for reading with your machine to see optimally. Your bifocals may not work because you need to look straight at the machine, and the bifocals are designed for you to look down while you're reading. If you're nearsighted, try taking your glasses off when you use your CCTV. Tips for audio reading. Mark the little black buttons on your electronics, including the on-off and play buttons on your tape player, with contrasting colored tape or puff paint. If you have hearing loss, consider choosing taped books, magazines, and papers narrated by men, since their voices are usually easier to hear than women's higher-pitched voices. For enhancing your hearing or listening quietly while others are in the room, try a personal amplifier headset or regular headset. Consider purchasing a four-track tape player in order to listen to NLS and other free recordings on a smaller, more portable player than the one provided by your NLS membership. The LS&S catalog has the best selection. Knitting, sewing, and projects. To have good light and magnification and still have both hands free, use a gooseneck floor lamp with a mounted magnifier that can be placed next to your work and adjusted as necessary. Be sure to check the power of these magnifiers against your own magnification needs when ordering. You can also use them in combination with reading glasses. For knitting, use color contrasting needles and yarn. Knit or crochet with dark needles and light yarn, or light needles and darker yarn. Place a solid color contrasting cloth or towel underneath your work for better visibility. Avoid working with pastels or colors you have difficulty seeing. Use a self-threading needle stuck into a bar of soap for stability, and thread your needle by touch. Sew dark buttons with white thread, and use a dark permanent marker afterward to color the thread. Sew on a contrasting color tablecloth in order to see the thread. Mail. If your mailbox is located a significant distance from your front door and it's difficult or unsafe to walk there and back, which can happen in winter when the walks are icy, ask your doctor for a letter stating that you cannot drive and are unable to pick up your mail. Your postal carrier will deliver your mail to your door. Product suggestions. Large print and audio books, newspapers, and magazines. Giant button television with VCR remote. Talking VCR player. Television screen enlarger. self-threading needles, color contrasting knitting needles and yarn, hands-free magnifiers, big print or talking measuring tape, large print checks, address book, and date book, medium-thick black felt tip pen, white unlined or darkly lined paper, voice-activated PDA or electronic organizer, talking or jumbo display calculator, large button, large print phone with voice-activated dialing, talking or jumbo-faced watch, talking or large print clock, CCTV, screen enlargement and talking computer software, bills, letters, and home offices. Between computer software, talking office machines, CCTVs, large print checks, and a host of other products, you can create a home office that enables you to do virtually any daily business you'd like. Here are a few suggestions. Tips for bills, checks, and banking. You can order large print checks and check registers from your bank. Large print checks fit easily into standard size legal envelopes. The easiest way to approach reading bills is to scan in the most predictable places for the key information, the company, the amount, and the due date. You can use any variety of magnifiers or a CCTV to do this. See Chapter 12. The company name is almost always at the top of the first page, either on the right or left or in the center. The amount is usually on the right-hand side of the first page, often in bold type. The date may be anywhere, but it will be in the same place for each company every month. Some companies provide large print statements as a courtesy if you request them. You can also opt for automatic payment from your bank account, especially for utility bills. If you prefer regular size checks, choose a plain design with black type on a white background. Avoid checks with flowers, pictures, or pastel colors. You can use a check writing guide to make sure your writing stays on the right lines. For writing checks, try using a lamp magnifier like the Big Eye and a high power reading glasses at half the strength you normally need to read. Lower strength glasses will give you a more comfortable writing distance and should still work well for writing since you do not need to see quite as clearly to write as you do to read. Use a talking calculator to reconcile your statement or checkbook or continue personal banking software, or combine personal banking software with screen enlargement or talking computer software for online banking. Tips for phone calls. Use a large print address book and make entries in block letters large enough to read easily with a medium, thick, black, felt tip pen. Alternatively, make your own address or phone list in large print from your computer. You can make your electronic address book portable with a voice-activated Parrot PDA or Voice Diary electronic organizer featured in the Low Vision product catalogs in Appendix C. When you take messages or handwrite notes for yourself, always use a medium-thick black felt tip pen, never ballpoint pens, colored pens, or pencils, which are too difficult to see. Always write on white paper, not colored or cream paper. Choose a big button telephone with good color contrast from the many offered in the Low Vision product catalogs listed in Appendix C. Do not buy a white phone with gray numbers, which are too hard to see. You may also want a phone with automatic voice-activated dialing or an amplifier feature for easier listening. Alternatively, program your speed dial function for routine numbers and create a large print directory or map of your speed dial pad, or make your automatic dialing buttons with color-coded tape, permanent markers, or puff paint. There are a number of other low-vision phone products on the market, including a remote-control speakerphone with voice-activated answering, a back-talk dialing accessory that tells you which number you've just dialed, and a talking caller ID machine. Use your phone company's automated message service. It's often easier to operate and sounds clearer than a home answering machine. Tips for time and appointments. Avoid digital clocks and watches with poorly visible displays. Choose a talking or jumbo-faced watch from the dozens of styles available and opt for large print black and white room clocks or talking clocks. Put one in each room as needed. Use a large print date book and a medium-thick black felt tip pen for appointment entries, or use a voice-activated Parrot PDA or voice diary electronic organizer. Tips for computers. Consult your local visual rehabilitation center, the members of MD support, and the computer retailers listed in Appendix C to determine the best combination of hardware and software for you. You may also want to consider upgrading to a large high-resolution monitor with good backlighting. See Chapter 12 for a longer discussion. You don't need to be Helen Keller. Not everyone with low vision wants to try skydiving, set up a home office, fly across the country, cook a four-course meal for a family and friends, or even write his or her own checks. Just because all of these things can be done with low vision doesn't mean you have to do them. Visual rehabilitation is about having the life that will make you the happiest and determining for yourself what that might be. For your kitchen and dining room, kitchens can easily become cluttered. Before you start cooking, clear away as much as you can, discard unused jars, and avoid overstuffing your shelves. Organize your kitchen so that everything has its place and is easy for you to find. It's more important to see what you have than to have a lot that you can't see. Make sure you have clearly lit counter space. Ceiling lights are almost never good enough. Try installing fluorescent lighting underneath your counter, as long as it doesn't glare into your eyes. Or use a countertop gooseneck adjustable lamp with an indoor floodlight bulb. Use dish towels or placemats to cut countertop glare. General cooking tips. Buy a selection of large print cookbooks or make your own by reprinting your favorite recipes in a medium width black felt tip marker on 8 by 8.5 by 11 inch paper and collecting them in a handy binder. Enlarge the recipes in Chapter 4 on a photocopy machine and add them to your collection. Use color contrast whenever you can. Prepare onions, potatoes, cauliflower, garlic, mushrooms, chicken, and whitefish on a dark cutting board. Prepare dark leafy greens, red and green peppers, celery, carrots, beef, pork, and salmon on a white cutting board. Mark your microwave and stove dials with puff paint, contrasting color tape, or Braille. Consider using a talking kitchen scale, talking cooking thermometer, safety spatula, or any of the many other products offered in low vision catalogs for the kitchen. Consider grouping items you are cooking on a plastic tray with sides to keep them handy and organized, especially if you are working with small amounts of hard-to-see foods. Use your sense of smell and touch and your experience to guide you. Tips for pouring and measuring. To minimize spills, set your cup, glass, pitcher, or bowl in the sink when you pour. When pouring from a container, rest the lip of the container on the edge of the glass for more stability. Don't fill glasses or cups to the top. Use coffee mugs with lids. With cold liquid, slip your finger over the edge of the glass and stop pouring when the liquid reaches your finger. With hot liquids, consider using a beeping liquid level indicator. Drink coffee from a white mug and milk from a dark glass. Use a big print measuring cup, or mark your measuring cup with black permanent marker. Use a multicolored measuring spoon or cup set to distinguish between different amounts, or mark your measuring equipment with different colored stickers or large print numbers. Tips for stoves and ovens. Mark the dials or buttons of your appliances, especially the ones you use most frequently, with a black permanent marker, contrasting color tape, puff paint, or Braille. Check new appliances for visibility before purchasing them. Sometimes fancy digital appliances are much harder to see than cheaper models. Use oven mitts instead of handheld pot pads to reduce the risk of accidental burns. Always pull the oven rack out before you remove pans. Listen for a click or double-check your appliances when you turn them off. Tips for dining. Buy solid color formal china and smash your flowered ones. Just kidding. See Zelda Grant's story on Chapter 5. Buy two inexpensive place settings for daily use, one in a bright color and the other in a dark color. Use them interchangeably for contrast with different foods. For example, eat mashed potatoes and whitefish on a dark plate and steak and dark green salad on a light plate. Eat foods that run away easily, such as peas and corn, from bowls, as you would with fruit such as blueberries. Buy solid color tablecloths with good color contrast against your dishes. For your bedroom and bath, as in the kitchen, using contrast to your advantage can be really helpful in the bedroom and bath. Good lighting is, of course, important too, especially in closets and bathrooms, where glare can be a problem. Tips for clothing. Carry your clothing choices into the sunlight during the day, where color differences will be more visible, and make your decision then. Upgrade the lighting in your closet or use a handheld flashlight or a lighted hand magnifier. Feel for clothing tags to tell if items are right side out and facing forward. Keep similarly colored clothes separated in your closet and labeled with safety pins. For example, put one pin in navy clothes, two in green clothes, and none in black clothes. Use brightly colored storage drawers to separate similarly colored socks or sweaters. Consider choosing one base color, such as navy blue, brown, or black, and designing your seasonal wardrobes around this color for ease and flexibility. Use a flashlight or clip-on gooseneck lamp to see washing machine and dryer dials. Label them with permanent markers, color, tape, puff paint, or braille. Tell your dry cleaner you have low vision and ask him or her to group your clothing by color and tell you if there are any spots left. If so, discard that item. If your cleaner is unresponsive, try arriving at a slow time of day or choose another cleaner who is friendlier. Wear an oven mitt when ironing and never iron with poor lighting. Use a contrasting ironing board cover or a towel to make clothing more visible. Iron in a regular pattern from left to right or top to bottom. Tips for putting on the dog. Use a magnifying makeup mirror. Consider arranging with your husband, neighbor, or friend to tell you whether you've gotten your makeup the way you like it. Try an electric shaver and use your fingers to feel for areas you've missed. When you find an area, place your opposite finger next to it and bring the shaver up to meet it. Rest your hand on a contrasting color cloth and use a gooseneck lamp with an attached magnifier for clipping nails. Use easy hole clippers rather than scissors. Organize your bath and vanity table so that everything has its place and everything is either easy to see or clearly labeled. You may want to use brightly colored organizer trays to keep items separate. Design your bath with color contrast in mind. If it's white, use solid, dark, primary colored towels, toothbrushes, a darker toothpaste tube, and a dark soap tray. Use the bathroom mirror for styling your hair and hang a solid colored towel behind your head for contrast. If you have dark hair, hang a light towel. If you have light hair, hang a dark towel. Tips for staying safe and healthy. Avoid using toxic substances such as powerful bleaches and pesticides. We don't usually need those chemicals to have a clean home and healthy plants. Plug in cords by placing one finger against the outlet and aiming the plug with the other hand. If it doesn't fit, feel for the position of the prongs and try again. If this doesn't work, bring in a gooseneck lamp with a floodlight bulb or a high-powered flashlight and try to get your eyes down to the level of the plug. Mark your preferred temperatures on your thermostat or purchase a bold-faced thermostat dial or a big print or talking thermostat. Mark medicine bottles with puff paint, colored tape, rubber bands, or easily visible permanent marker. Keep medicines that are easily confused in different rooms or on different shelves. Keep a set of large white index cards, one for each prescription you have. Using a black felt tip marker, write down the prescription information for one medication on each card with as many slash marks as there are refills. As you reorder, cross through the slash marks so that you always know how many refills you have left. Keep your index cards together in a box or on a ring. Product suggestions: large print cookbooks, contrasting solid color dishes and tablecloths, large print talking or beeping kitchen utensils and appliances, magnifying mirror, color contrasting towels, toothbrush, and soap tray, talking weight scale, blood pressure meter, and thermometer, big print pill boxes, big print insulin syringes and syringe magnifiers, large print thermostat dial or talking thermostat. Saving sight in your community. Life is a daring adventure. It gives us back only as much as we risk. Leave your self-consciousness in your closet and take your courage and confidence with you. Venturing out of the house always entails risk, but no one in the world cares about whether we make mistakes except us. If we can make them freely with patience and humor, we allow others to relax too. The tips in this chapter are designed to be read along with Chapter 13, which talks about driving, walking, and transportation, and Chapter 6, which discusses social interactions, taking risks, and building connections to your community. The magic of white canes. White identification canes are like magic. They increase your safety on the street by alerting motorists that you may not see them. White canes also have a salutary effect on people. They encourage altruistic behavior and they discourage impatience. A white cane can be a tremendously effective way to say, "I have low vision," without having to explain, and people almost always respond positively. We are often reluctant to use white canes, fearing vulnerability, but the American Foundation for the Blind reports that carrying a white cane does not increase your risk of crime. You may be thinking, "What? Me with a white cane? You've got to be kidding." Many of my patients tell me exactly that. We so closely associate white canes with being completely blind or appearing conspicuous that carrying one does not usually fit our self-image. But it works, it really does, and many of the very same patients who were ready to fire me as their doctor when I suggested a white cane now swear by it, even if they only use it at dusk for crossing major intersections or in airports. White identification canes are only for signaling others, particularly drivers, not for tapping sidewalks or supporting your weight. They are shorter than the canes used by the blind and lighter than regular canes used for walking support. They come in lightweight, foldable models that you can carry in a purse, bag, or briefcase and use when needed. Low vision buttons. A low-profile alternative to a white cane is an "I have low vision" button. Keep one with you and pin it on your coat or sweater when you travel, shop, or dine out. We give them away at our program in Michigan, and they've been very popular. You can order a button from the National Association for the Visually Handicapped at 212-889-3141 or from Ann Morris Enterprises at 1-800-454-3175. Leaving home. Our front walks, porches, and foyers are often dark, which makes keyholes hard to see and alarms hard to operate, and it isn't safe. You may want to install outdoor floodlights on the porch and indoor floodlights in the foyer. Consider putting your outdoor lights on timers or motion sensors so that they are always on when you need them the most. Carry a pocket magnifier and a high-powered pen light or small flashlight with you for reading menus, bills, and price tags. Backcountry camping stores may be better sources for these lights than hardware stores, which tend to sell bulkier models. Keys often look alike. Label your look-alike keys with brightly colored key covers or safety pins. Put the key you use most often on the outside of the ring. To help aim your key, put one finger on the keyhole and aim toward that finger. If the buttons on your home alarm are hard to see, label them with puff paint. Sometimes it's difficult to remember alarm combinations or keypad configurations. Try making a large print map of the keypad with a black felt tip marker on a white sheet of paper, hanging this paper on the wall next to the alarm. Money. Arrange your bills in a multi-compartment billfold and insert the bills upside down so the big print numbers are visible. Or you can fold them in identifying patterns. For example, keep $1 bills straight, fold $5 bills in half horizontally so they are long and thin, fold $10 bills in half vertically so they are square, and fold $20 bills at the right corner. Avoid carrying larger bills whenever possible. Memorize the sizes and shapes of coins. Quarters and dimes have ridged edges, but quarters are much larger. Nickels and pennies have smooth edges, but nickels are much thicker and heavier. The new $1 coins are as large as quarters, but they have smooth edges. If you have several pockets, keep pennies in one, quarters in another, and nickels and dimes in a third. Alternatively, use a multi-compartment change purse. Shopping. If your schedule is flexible, shop at off-peak hours so that you don't have the hassle of crowds and the clerks are less stressed and have time to be more helpful. If you're looking for a particular item, consider calling the store ahead of time to see if it's in stock. Ask them to hold it for you at the counter. Take your pocket flashlight, pen light, or lighted magnifier to see price tags. Make it a habit to double-check your purchases with the clerk to ensure that you've got the right size, color, and product. Ask about restricted return policies, which are often printed on small, unreadable signs at the register. Memorize the layout of your favorite grocery store and the labels of your favorite brands. Consider asking your grocer whether they offer a delivery service, take telephone orders for pickup, or can assist you while you shop in the store if you call ahead and arrange a time. Make a large print grocery list with a black felt tip pen on white paper. Arrange the items according to the layout of the store. Alternatively, create a large print grocery checkoff list on your computer that you can use every week. Dining out. If your schedule is flexible, dine at off-peak hours when you're more likely to get better service and less pressure to rush through your meal. Choose well-lit restaurants and request a table with the best lighting for you, which may actually be a darker area if you are extremely glare-sensitive. Sit with your back to the window or light source to maximize the light on your menu and plate and minimize glare. Use your pen light or lighted handheld magnifier to read menus. You can also request a large print menu from the waitstaff or request that they read you the selections. Federal law mandates that restaurants be accessible to people with low vision, so you are entitled to equal access to the menu. Consider borrowing menus from your favorite restaurant and browsing them ahead of time with a magnifier or on your CCTV or enlarging them on a copy machine for easier reading. You can do the same with carryout menus. When your food arrives, do not hesitate to ask your waiter to tell you exactly what is on your plate and where it is. You may want to say that you have low vision so that he or she understands your request and can be helpful identifying other things that are hard to see, such as the right restroom door and the numbers on the bill. Parties. Remember that people come to parties to meet you and enjoy your company. They are usually much more concerned about feeling comfortable themselves and appearing attractive than about whether or not you have low vision. And you have much more to offer at a party than how much you can or can't see. Introduce yourself freely and tell people that you will not be able to recognize their faces, so they must introduce themselves in return. Put yourself and your host at ease by communicating directly. Feel free to ask for a bowl or a plate with a rim for hors d'oeuvres, if you'd be more comfortable with one. Do not hesitate to ask for guided directions to the bar or bathroom. Ask your friends to play with large print cards, which are the same size as regular cards and are easier for everyone to see. For regular card games, bring a portable gooseneck lamp with a floodlight bulb for the playing table. Remember that friends want your company, not perfect vision, and clubs are for members, including you. Living with low vision means letting the world know what you need and helping people meet those needs. When you feel comfortable, everyone around you will feel more comfortable too. Product suggestions: white identification cane, multi-compartment billfold and change purse, large print playing cards and Uno, Rook, and Bingo cards, large print Scrabble and Monopoly, Uniquely shaped high contrast poker chips. Uniquely shaped high contrast chess and checker sets. Binoculars and monocular lenses. Sports and exercise. While there are some sports or forms of exercise, such as tennis, that don't work very well with low vision, there are others, such as golf, bowling, walking, swimming, pool running, yoga, tai chi, and exercycling, that do. Always be sure to check with your doctor before you change your physical routine, and don't assume that low vision means you can't be active. See Chapter 6. For golf, use your experience and body alignment to guide your stroke. Use your binoculars or monocular to see the putting green, or ask a friend to stand by the hole for better visibility. On courses that still allow caddies, retain one to identify your ball or ask your friends. For bowling, aim for the black lane markers and consider using a slightly lighter ball for easier handling. Use your binoculars or monocular telescope to read the screen or see the pins or ask a teammate. Don't opt out just because you decide to forego the sports part of an event. Meet your friends for lunch after their tennis match. Go fishing or hunting with your buddies regardless. Sports aren't only about hitting little balls or pins, casting little hooks, or firing guns. They're about sharing an experience, relaxing together, and shooting the breeze. You can do that with the best of them. Music and religious services. If you play an instrument, enlarge your sheet music on a copy machine, order big print copies, or borrow large print music through the NLS Music Service. See Appendix B. Increase the amount of light shining directly on your score by using a gooseneck clip or stand lamp with an indoor floodlight, or position your music stand at home for optimal sunlight. Try a Walters hand-free magnifier headband with a low-powered lens option for piano playing. Make sure it's returnable if it doesn't work for you. Call your place of worship and ask which hymns they plan to sing. Enlarge those pages from your hymnal on a copy machine and take them with you to services. You can also enlarge the entire program or ask your clergy to email it to you ahead of time so you can print it out in large font. Alternatively, ask your church to publish their program in large print on a regular basis. There are probably a number of other people in the congregation who can't read a standard font either, especially if it's written in script or printed on color paper. If you sing in the choir, arrange for large print copies of the music from your choir master. You can also use a small, high-powered handheld pen light or a clip light on your music book or stand for better visibility. Tell your friends, clergy, and other congregation members that you cannot recognize faces and that you would love to greet them, but they need to identify themselves. Consider volunteering as a greeter for some services so that everyone gets to know you and you have a chance to say hello. If it's too far to walk to services and the bus doesn't go there, tell your clergy that you need a ride. Many churches have free rides available or organize shared rides with other members who have low vision or would rather not drive alone. Alternatively, ask another member who lives near you for a regular ride and take him or her out every once in a while for lunch or dinner. Working and volunteering. Do not assume that vision loss means unemployment or an inability to volunteer effectively or be active in your community. Seniors with low vision work as attorneys, professors, company owners, political activists, counselors, hospital and church greeters, patient visitors, reading tutors, and much more. See Chapter 6 for volunteering ideas and advice for approaching your colleagues, friends, and neighborhood organizations with confidence. See Appendix D for more information on the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, and your rights to equal treatment in the workplace and in public establishments. Welcome home. Welcome home and congratulations on finishing this rehabilitation program. Tuck your keys in their regular place and give yourself some credit for having gone out and done whatever you needed or wanted to do in the world. Sometimes visual rehabilitation can feel overwhelming, especially if you've only recently lost vision or if you are experiencing depression. But keep going. Reach out to the resources that you have in this book. in the appendixes, in your community, with your family and friends, and within yourself. Keep your heart and your humor. We're rooting for you. You can do it.
This is the end of Side 9, continuing on Side 10.